Hello, Kenneth Vanderhorst here. Welcome to Canadian Cabin Fever Playlist. Each week, I chat with a guest about which songs they would have on their playlist if they were to spend a season in a remote cabin here in the Bulkley Valley. I hope you enjoy today's show on CICK, Smithers Community Radio, 93.9. This station broadcasts from unceded Kasia territory of the Ginnamdin Clan, home of the Wet'suwet'en Nation. Hello again, and welcome to Canadian Cabin Fever Playlist here at CICK Radio. I'm your host, Kenneth Vanderhorst, and this week my guest is Shelley Worthington. Originally from Calgary, Alberta, she was vacationing with her husband, looking for a place to settle down, when she just happened upon Smithers. Since then, the town and valley have happened upon her. She has a lifelong passion for music and plays both ukulele and accordion as a member of the local band Trainwrecks. Though she did not grow up in church, she brought her big questions to Smithers United Church and eventually found herself ordained their pastor, graduating with her Master's of Divinity degree in 2023. As she puts it, she was on a journey and found out that others were on that journey with her. Welcome to CCFP, Shelley.
Great. Yeah, thank you for having me.
Well, we look forward to getting to know you some more, but my first question is, what role does music play in your life?
Well, I was very fortunate to grow up in a musical family. My grandmother played the piano in a band, and she was the kind of musician that could play, like, she couldn't read a note of music. It was all by ear. She played in a band. Her band was always around, like, at Christmas time, and we played lots of music together. So I first got introduced to music because of her, and I'll talk about it in a bit, but my song list reflects some of her influence on me.
Well, yeah, we do look forward to this playlist. We're going to be sending you to an isolated cabin. Only 7 songs on that playlist on the rudimentary device we give you, where there's very little or no power and certainly no internet. Tell us what your first song is.
Yeah, so this first song is called Jada. My grandmother used to teach me songs on the piano, and this was the last one. I haven't quite learned it yet. She was teaching it for me, and I still hope to learn it, but it's a happy tune and makes me think of her. Her name was Wilma DeVries.
Your raggy melodies, everything from opera down to harmony, but I've a little song that I will sing to you. It's gonna win you through and through. There ain't much to the words, but the music is grand, and you'll be singing it to beat the band. Now you've heard of your will-o'-the-wisp, but give a little listen to this. It goes jada,
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 jada, jada, jing, jing, jing.
Everybody singing jada,
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 jada, jada, jing, jing, jing.
There's a funny little bit of melody. It's so soothing and appealing to me. It goes jada,
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 jada, jada, jing, jing, jing. Jada,
jada.
Singing a Hawaiian strain, everyone seemed to have it on their brain. When Yaki Hiki Hula Doo was all the craze, why, that's the one that had them dazed. The object now is for something new, something that will appeal to you. And here's a little melody that you will find will linger, linger there in your mind. It goes jada,
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 jada, jada,
jing, jing, jing.
Everybody singing jada,
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 jada, jing, jing, jing. There's a funny little bit of melody. It's so soothing and appealing to me. It goes jada,
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 jada, jada, ching, ching, ching. Jada,
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 jada, jada, ching, ching, ching. Everybody singing jada,
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 jada, jada, ching, ching, ching. There's a funny little bit of melody. It's so soothing and appealing.
That was Jada by Bob Carlton out of the United States, an American pianist and composer of popular music. He grew up in St. Louis, Missouri, the son of a saloon keeper, and he was earning a living by age 15 as a theater musician. He composed over 500 songs, including the World War I hit Jada in 1918. In the 1970s, the tune was appropriated by the Canadian comedy duo McLean and McLean, who recorded it as their signature piece with edgy lyrics added. Shelley, that was your first song for your playlist. Tell us about when you first got to the Valley here.
My husband and I moved here in 2003, and we were living in Dawson Creek at the time. So we traveled up the Alaska Highway, if you know the area. We were camping, tenting. That was what I thought real camping was back then. Mm-hmm. It rained the whole time. So we went up the Alaska Highway, down the Stewart Cassiar, kind of that loop, and it's was not pleasant until we came to Smithers. And I had kind of had it staying in a tent, so we stayed in a bed and breakfast and, you know, went for dinner, hiked up to the glacier, went golfing, and we kind of fell in love with the place at that time. And then when we decided to move, we moved here for lifestyle reasons.
I checked a whole bunch of boxes for you, and since you've come and settled here, what have you really come to appreciate about living in this part of the country?
We like the small town community, I think, where you get to know people and depend on people. We love the beauty of the place, for sure, and the opportunity to be in creation outside. We live, I kind of am a city girl gone country, I guess, so we also like to be able to grow our own food here, and we don't live in the town of Smithers, we live kind of on the Telqua High Road, and love it out there too.
Yeah, well, magnificent views, wide open spaces.
Totally.
Small town living, and yet all the conveniences, it checks a lot of boxes for you guys. Brings us to your second song. Which one's that going to be?
This is called Long As I Can See the Light by CCR. I did pick it because where I live now, I am far from home. So sometimes I feel lonely for family. It's the only downside of living here for me. We have an airport, thank goodness. Yeah, and so this song reminds me of the longing for home, and I love the metaphor of light as that thing that calls us home. Thank you.
Long as I Can See the Light by CCR, band out of California. That song appears on most CCR compilation albums. It became a concert staple for John Fogerty as a solo artist. He said that the song is about the loner in me, wanting to feel understood, needing those at home to shine a light so that I can make my way back. Shelley, the second song for your Cabin Fever playlist. Well, you were saying that family's out in east of here, that is, Calgary area, so you feel a little bit distant, but you've made your life here. Tell us about your work life here.
So when I first moved here, I worked for at the Child Development Center for a program called Make Children First, and I did community development work for children and families, so I tried to create awareness about the importance of the first 6 years of life and to bring organizations and people together to ensure there's like effective service delivery for families in the valley. And then, so I think I did that for about 6 years. Can't remember the exact dates. And then I worked for Doug Donaldson, the MLA. I did that for about 11 years. And then I started going to seminary while I was working there. Yeah, now I work for Smithers United Church. It's funny, actually. I sometimes feel like, you know, my parents used to say, you know, you shouldn't talk about money, religion, or politics.
Oh, wow.
It's kind of a rude thing, you know, like yeah. It creates arguments sometimes. But here I have, my jobs were in like politics and religion now. So I'm like right in the thick of those conversations.
What was it that had you gravitate to go to seminary and end up working in church ministry?
I didn't grow up in the church, but, you know, my parents, my dad taught me the Lord's Prayer. So I was influenced a little bit that way. My mother always taught me the golden rule. I did go through a point in my life where I had questions about, I guess, the purpose of life. I was hoping to have children. I wasn't able to. And I felt the church was one of the few places I could ask those questions about why me. I used to go to church to cry, I guess, to be honest. Mm. Yeah. And it was a safe place to do that. And be part of a community that was, I guess, there for me in a very, not direct way, but, you know, it still is a safe place to just bring yourself.
You were allowed to be yourself, and you were allowed to bring those tough questions.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Seminary life, getting a master's degree, how did you find that that experience addressed those questions?
Yeah, well, I mean, church, you do learn a lot, but I was curious to kind of go a bit deeper into... you know, I was basically biblically illiterate, I would say, before I went to seminary. So that was a disadvantage and an advantage in some ways because I had lots of questions.
Mm-hmm.
And I wasn't, I didn't have a lot of preconceived things, I guess.
Right.
So, yeah, I like learning. So I liked going to school. Mm-hmm. I did it all distance. So I was grateful Vancouver School of Theology offered a distance program. I did it over 6 years. It's generally a three-year program if you do it full-time, master's program. But I did it part-time while I was working, and it was a lot of work. I don't deny that, but I learned a lot, and I made lots of good friends, and I enjoy the learning. I hope to be a lifelong learner.
I'm glad that was a piece that fit for that time and enabled you to continue your learning journey throughout your life. We'll get back to that and talk a little bit more about it, but next, let's have your third pick for your playlist.
Yeah, so this third pick is called Doctor My Eyes by Jackson Brown, and I did pick it because one of the things in seminary that we do is to try to be very aware of our own way of looking at Scripture or what eyes we are bringing to it when we read it. So it's a lot of work around self-awareness.
Doctor, my eyes have seen the years and the slow parade of fears without crying. Now I want to understand. I have done all that
Doctor My Eyes by Jackson Browne, American performer. He wrote the song in 1972. Critics say that the song is about a man who had stoically endured life's hardships, but having done so, now is worried that he's been rendered unable to feel anything. Quite a deep, meaningful, and musically awesome song. Thank you, Shelley, for your third pick on your playlist. This is the time in the show when we do a shout-out to one of our sponsors, and this week I want to highlight a silver sponsor, Babine Animal Hospital. They do such great work helping us when our pets need some help, and because of their good work, it puts us all at ease. We know that what's dear to us is in good hands. So thank you, Babine Animal Hospital, for what you do. But thank you also for the support that you give to us here at CICK Radio so that we can do stuff like this. Thanks much. Well, Shelley, let's talk a little bit more about life here in this valley and how you've come to appreciate it and work and serve here, being with Smithers United Church now. I find it encouraging to hear that that's a community where you are allowed to come and ask the big questions and be yourself there. How do you see yourself helping continue facilitate that in church ministry?
Yeah, well, Smithers United Church, one of the reasons I also felt called there was they are always in the process of being an affirming congregation, mm-hmm. which means we kind of want to be public, intentional, and explicit in the way we celebrate the diversity of people in the valley, including people who are two-spirited and LGBTQ+ people. So that's an important value to me, and I kind of hope to continue to do that work and support Smithers United Church in that ministry. So that's important to me. I'm also interested in the work that happens in the valley around reconciliation and kind of healing the relationships between Indigenous and non-Indigenous people, and particularly, of course, with churches who have had a role in through residential schools and need to do a lot of work in that area.
Those are such sensitive areas, and it's heartening that you and others at Smithers United Church and undoubtedly in other faith-based organizations have that at your heart. But because it's so sensitive, it can raise up a lot of a lot of ire in people who might say things like, well, why bother? That's all in the past. Or people who say, hey, that's not the church's job. You guys stick to your own business. Stop meddling into things that get political or social. How do you navigate that kind of climate when you run into it?
It doesn't, I don't get confronted on it that often, actually. So generally I find people want to be loving to their neighbors and want to have relationships. We live in divisive times. I realize that, and I feel like that it's important to also respect each other's opinions, learn how to be in difference. It's not easy. So I guess I don't do it perfectly either. So I guess when I hear, if somebody challenges me, I mean, it's a practice that's lifelong, I think, learning how to love somebody that's different from you.
Yeah. Well, it's gracious of you that you see in others that desire to make things work, and humble of you to say that you are still growing at it. You're learning in the process too. It's that kind of posture, I think, that gives us a future as a community, with all kinds of different people sharing the same space. What's your hope then for the years to come as we see some of this stuff being identified more, talked about, whether it's Indigenous relationships with Indigenous communities, or in affirming the diversity that we have in our valley?
Well, for me as a settler, I do think there's a lot of work that I need to do in learning my own story and how my own imagination has been shaped by colonialism. So I guess my hope is that I can continue to bring that to the surface and heal from those kind of messages that maybe create racist ideas in me, and not shy away from it, but, you know, learn how to hold that uncomfortableness and allow it to drive me to be more at peace and to speak up on behalf of those who are marginalized.
Mm. I appreciate the courage that you have to put on to undertake that, as well as holding that posture of humility and looking graciously towards others and assuming that they, like you, are wanting the best for everybody. Thanks for thinking out loud about those things and for the role that you play in our community in this. It makes me think a little bit about this next song that you've got for your playlist. Tell us about that one.
Yeah, Imagine by John Lennon. It's a very popular song, obviously. And I think my hope is, I guess, our imaginations are expanded into who's included. I'm interested in how our imaginations are shaped by the stories that we hold.
You're not afraid to enjoy a song that suggests that the world might be a better place without religion?
No. I think we should wonder that.
Imagine all the people
Imagine by John Lennon, who was from the UK. More than 200 artists have performed or covered the song, including Madonna, Stevie Wonder, Joan Baez, Lady Gaga, Elton John, Diana Ross, so many more. The song was featured at the 2012 Summer Olympics and presented also as a theme song in the opening ceremony of the 2022 Winter Olympics. The song remains controversial, as it has been since its release, over its request to imagine no religion, too. Shelley, that was your fourth song for your Cabin Fever playlist. Such a thoughtful, thought-provoking song. We've talked about some pretty serious themes, but let's talk about what you like to do for a good time.
Well, I do, as you mentioned earlier, I play in a band. So music, in addition to being kind of part of my family, it's also my close friends. Closest friends are musicians. So we're called the Trainwrecks. I do that for fun. I also like to play squash. And I don't ski as much. I'm a bit of a fair weather skier, so it's cold right now.
It is.
I haven't been up skiing recently, but I like doing outdoor things like that, hiking and skiing, spending time in the mountains.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's a nice combination, athletics as well as music. That doesn't always happen, but it's in your bones on both sides.
Yeah, totally. I'm grateful to have been exposed to all those things. I do feel like music in particular moves my spirit in ways that words or other things don't. I think I'm also a believer that people experience the holy in multiple ways. And sometimes that's from being outside with the beauty of creation. Sometimes that's listening to music. Sometimes it's in church.
So spirituality isn't something that, so to speak, is confined. It's integrated into other parts of life, into every part of life is what you're suggesting.
That's my experience anyhow.
Yeah.
With it. Yeah.
And if I may ask, the name Trainwrecks, where does that come from
your
band?
Well, hilarious. It's a musical term.
That means
when you're playing and you start going faster and faster and faster and faster, and then it just like crashes.
Okay.
Yeah.
It just can't be kept up.
Yeah. It just things fall apart.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's a train wreck when a group of people start like getting off, going too fast and then things. So I've been playing with the train wrecks. To be honest, we're always debating when we actually started, but I would say almost 15 years, probably. Long time.
Okay.
And we've improved since the first time. I think we don't experience quite as many train wrecks as we did when we first started playing together.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Well, when there is a train wreck, though, it just means you're being true to who you are.
Yeah, right.
All right. Well, thank you for sharing about what you enjoy doing and sharing with other people. Tell us now about your fifth song for your playlist.
Oh, yeah. So my fifth song is called Half a Man by Merle Haggard, and Willie Nelson is singing along in it. And I am a fan of hurtin' tunes.
Hmm.
I do like kind of a sad song once in a while. I feel like it touches a part of our hearts that sometimes we can't bring to words. And so I think it's important for us to... I like hearing about heartache, and it touches maybe a brokenness in us. Mm-hmm. That needs to be healed. This song does it beautifully.
If I only had one arm to hold you, better yet, if I had none at all, then I wouldn't have two arms that ache for you. I'd have one less memory to recall. If I only had one ear to listen to the lies that you told. Then I would more closely resemble the half a man that you've made of me. And if I had been born with but one eye, then I'd only have one eye that cries. And if half of my heart turned to ashes, maybe half of my heartaches would die. And if I'd only had one leg to stand on, then a much truer picture you'd see. For then I more closely resemble a half a man that you've made of me.
A Man by Merle Haggard and Willie Nelson, both out of the United States. Nelson says he was inspired to write the song after waking up in the middle of the night to smoke a cigarette. With his arm around a sleeping woman, he couldn't release it without waking her up. He reached for the cigarette with his other arm and started to imagine how it would be to have only one half of his body. That was your fifth song, Shelley, for your playlist. And you were saying, as we were listening to it together, enjoying it, that you played this one time in a church service.
Yeah, I did. I mean, I do believe that relationships are everything. Hmm. And I think this song speaks to the pain of a broken relationship. Loneliness is a terrible thing. Oh. So I think it speaks to that. Yeah. I also, it's kind of a funny song, too, in a way. I don't know why, but it makes me cry and laugh at the same time. Mm. That's why I wanted to pick it. I love Willie Nelson.
Oh, there's something so amazing about how music can just draw out our humanity and let us be ourselves.
Yeah, true.
I think we've touched on it a fair bit along the way in our conversation today about what you're passionate about. But if there was something you could change in our world, maybe in this part of the valley, what would that be?
I don't know. That's a big question. Change. I guess another thing that's on my heart is I do worry about, like, I guess climate change is an issue. Mm-hmm. I am passionate about, like, spending time outside. I think when we spend out time with something we love, we fall more in love with it, and then we will take care of it. Mm. So I like to do things with members of my congregation that encourage us to be outdoors and to be grateful for the beauty and the rivers and the clean air and the trees. So that's important to me.
I don't think anybody in our world says to themselves, oh, I'd prefer living in a polluted or dirty, dusty place. Clearly, that's a universal value that everybody wants to have a clean environment, a safe one, a healthy one, a vibrant one. So what are the barriers going on that make it hard for us to take care of the very place in which we thrive and flourish?
I don't know. I think what stops me from doing it? I think there is maybe sometimes a disconnect that we forget we're interdependent.
Hmm.
You know, like if we don't have clean water, we can't survive. Maybe we've forgotten that connection.
How disconnected we get from our own environment. The conveniences that we enjoy make it possible for us to forget.
Mm-hmm.
And returning to the outdoors, as you point out and as you lead others into it, what a great way for us to appreciate that interdependency. I really like how when I asked what's going on and what the barriers are, you right away thought of yourself. You didn't start pointing fingers at others or blaming policy or something. You took that question very personally, very seriously. That's very introspective of you.
I think it starts, that's where things change starts.
Mm. Change has to start with us.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you for sharing a bit about that and what you're passionate about, what you want to see change, and how willing you are to apply it to yourself first. This brings us to your sixth song. Which one's that going to be?
For my sixth song, I picked Celebration Time by Kool and the Gang. Mm. And it's important to me also that celebrating is important for our health.
Mm-hmm.
And especially during times where we're kind of bombarded with bad news, we need to be able to hold that and celebrate and rejuvenate ourselves so that we can continue with the battle, I suppose. So this song makes me want to dance and move our bodies and, you know, be joyful.
It's up to you. What's your pleasure?
Everyone.
It's a celebration. It's a celebration.
Celebrate good times, come on.
Let's celebrate, come on now.
Celebrate good times, come on.
Let's celebrate. We're gonna have a good time tonight. Let's celebrate, it's alright. We're gonna have a good time tonight. Let's celebrate, it's all right,
baby.
We're gonna have a good time tonight. Let's celebrate, it's all right. We're gonna have a good time tonight. Let's celebrate, it's all right.
Celebration Time by Kool and the Gang out of New Jersey in the United States. Ronald Bell, the group's saxophonist and musical arranger, explained the initial idea for the song, that it came from the Quran. He writes, "I was reading the passage where God was creating Adam and the angels were celebrating and singing praises. That inspired me to write the basic chords and the line, everyone around the world, come on, celebration." Your sixth song, Shelley, for your playlist. I'm going to run you through a few questions now as we prepare for your final song. What would you miss the most if you had to move away from the valley?
I would miss my friends. I've been very lucky to have some friends who are like my relations without being related.
Mm.
And I think being away from family forces you to create close friends to become your family when you can't see your own. So yeah, I would miss my friends for sure the most.
Okay, well, and you're gonna have to miss them for a period of time, a season of cabin isolation, but right. What we're gonna do is we're gonna situate that cabin in such a way that you get your favorite view. So which mountain or mountain range would you want to see from your cabin during this period of time?
So I think the mountain range, well, I'm tempted to say the Rocky Mountains because that's a little bit from my homesickness.
Mm.
But I think I wanted to say the Stikyodina Mountain, which is also known as Rosh Dabul, because I have some very close friends there who are like family to me, and it's a very majestic mountain, so that's the one I'd pick.
It certainly is. We'll make sure you get a good look at that while you're spending your season in isolation. Though this device we give you only holds 7 songs, it has a little bit of room for a download. So what do we send with you? A show, a book, or a movie, or a game?
Well, one of my favorite movies is Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Ah, which one?
The first one.
The original.
I like the original, yeah. I like the first couple, but probably the original.
Yeah.
And maybe the podcasts I listen to are like Homebrewed Christianity. It's kind of a fun one.
Yeah.
I could spend some time with that.
Let's squeeze both of those in there because a movie only lasts so long. So we'll get a few episodes of that Homebrew Christianity downloaded into your device as well. This takes us to your 7th, your final song for your playlist. Which one's that going to be?
This song is called We'll Meet Again by Vera Lynn. And I picked it. It's another song my grandmother played. It was one of her favorites. It's a goodbye song, but it's not a last goodbye.
We'll meet again. Don't know where, don't know when, but I know we'll meet again some sunny day. Just like you always do, till the blue skies drive the dark clouds. I won't be long. They'll be happy to know that as you saw me go, I was singing this song. We'll meet again. Don't know where, don't know when, but I know we'll meet again some sunny day.
Vera Lynn from the UK. The song, one of the most famous of the Second World War era, resonating with servicemen going off to fight, as well as saying goodbye to their families and their loved ones. Well, Shelley, thank you for that song, the seventh and the final one for your playlist. Before I send you away to your isolated cabin, you get to take a luxury item with you. What do we make sure is going to be there with you?
This is like the trickiest question for me. I would probably say like a box of chocolates. I have a sweet tooth. And yeah, there is sometimes an expression of love that people give each other too. So that's what I'll take.
Okay, so a particular kind of a chocolate?
Maybe the ones from Heartstrings. They make very good chocolates there.
They certainly do. Yeah. I will send you with a season's worth of wonderful chocolates from Heartstrings here in Smithers. It's been a joy, Shelley, to have you with us here on Canadian Cabin Fever Playlist.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Canadian Cabin Fever Playlist is produced by me, Kenneth Vanderhorst, with the help of the good folks here at CICK Radio. The theme song is Summer Side of Life by legendary Canadian singer-songwriter Gordon Lightfoot. Thanks, listeners, for being with us, and don't forget to enjoy the beautiful scenery and amazing people you see all around you here in the Bulkley Valley.
So they're down. it all night. Then I walked into a house where love had been misplaced. This chance to waste. And if it's all
You're listening to CICK 93.9 FM Smithers Community Radio on unceded Kasia territory of the Gidimlin Clan, home of the Wet'suwet'en Nation.